Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and we got a question that was submitted by Morgan Ross. Morgan wanted to know, Lindsay, the sort of impact or the difference between a forefoot strike versus heel striking, particularly over longer distances. She's been running quite a bit. She is getting faster. She's going for her second comrade this year. She missed the cutoff a couple of years ago, but she's in great nick, and she's wondering about the difference. Should you be aiming for a forefoot strike or a heel strike, particularly if you're running long like comrades or Two Oceans?
Yeah, so look, this is something that's discussed at length in like scientific literature. There's always debate amongst different coaches, and you know, there are from time to time someone releases a book and it creates a lot of discussion. Controversy is not really the right word. So what we know from all the research and the discussions and you know, studying of human mood patterns is that there is a reduction in impact forces when we run mid to forefoot, and that in a theoretical model that allows for a much better shock absorption system for the whole leg. The problem is that, you know, the actual impact force on the road, so us slamming into the road when we run, it's just a different mechanism of how our body absorbs it. And so if you've been in a really cushioned 12 to 16 mil heel drop shoe and been running like that for a number of years, and you have developed a heel striking running stride, and that works very well for you, by moving to more of a forefoot or mid to forefoot, you shift the stresses onto your Achilles and to your soleus. And that, because of this, you know, over the last 50 years, more and more people have gone around walking in shoes, running in shoes. The Achilles and the soleus isn't always right, or isn't always as strong as it should be for performing that task. So I'm a big believer in that if we run enough and we run at the appropriate intensities and we build up over a period of time, that your body will find the most economical running stride for your body. The other thing that I've noticed through the years of coaching, and about 4 or 5 years ago, I spent an enormous amount of energy in changing the way my athletes were running, moving more to a forefoot forward lean, more so-called economical way of running. And what I noticed time and time and time again is that as soon as the athletes were under stress, they would just revert very much to what their normal running pattern was. So I still encourage people, and I still in my coaching incorporate drills, coordination drills, that would, in theory, stimulate the muscles required for better running form, for better running coordination. But I no longer stress the importance of concentrating on running forefoot, because you can do that when you're running easy and when you're concentrating on it every step. But as soon as you stop concentrating on it and you're having a chat with somebody, I just watch people, they just go to the running stride which is most comfortable for their levers, for their body, for the speed that they're running at. So I don't place a major emphasis on which one is better than the other. I think some are better, heel striking is better for some, and then you need to get shoes which support that. And forefoot striking is better in others, and then the same principle applies. You would get slightly different shoes that would complement that running style.
Brilliant. Morgan, I hope that helps. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. And yeah, we don't have the greatest of lines today, unfortunately. It seems like the interwebs in South Africa are struggling with us making this call, but we will continue nonetheless. Don't forget, if you'd like to join the Coach Perry online community, there's a fantastic online community with a very active Facebook group as well. All you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join. We're running a great special there at the moment. If you sign up for a year, you get just over 25% discount. So go check that out. coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.